Penguin Random House Audio presents The Food Explorer, the true adventures of the globe-trotting botanist who transformed what America eats. This is the author, Daniel Stone. Never to have seen anything but the temperate zone is to have lived on the fringe of the world. Between the Tropic of Capricorn and the Tropic of Cancer live the majority of all the plant species, the vast majority of the insects, most of the strange and dangerous and exciting quadrupeds, all of the great and most of the poisonous snakes and large lizards, most of the brilliantly colored sea fishes, and the strangest and most gorgeously plumaged of the birds. Not to struggle and economize and somehow see the tropics puts you, in my opinion, in the class with the boys who could never scrape together enough pennies to go to the circus. They never wanted to badly enough, that's all. David Fairchild. The greatest service which can be rendered any country is to add a useful plant to its culture. Thomas Jefferson. Author's note. One of the humbling parts of being an American is the regular reminder that no matter how swollen America's pride or power, nothing has been American for very long. A few years ago, it occurred to me that the same way immigrants came to our soil, so did our food. I was at my desk one morning researching a story for National Geographic when I came across a map showing where popular crops were first domesticated. Florida's famous oranges grew first in China. The bananas in every American supermarket originated in Papua New Guinea. Apples that Washington claims as its heritage came from Kazakhstan, and Napa's grapes saw their first light in the Caucasus. To ask when these became American crops.